Welcome to Deaton B. College. Today we're building a roughneck edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, shaped for that jungle old school DNB feeling. The idea is to make a subweight roller that starts deep, clean, and hypnotic, then flips halfway through into something darker, rougher, and more broken, without losing the low-end authority that makes the whole thing work on a dance floor. Think of this as a DJ-friendly mid-drop evolution, not just a bass loop, a proper movement. The first half is your pressure. The second half is your rude answer, and the goal is to make both halves feel like one coherent idea, just with a different personality. Start by setting the project around 170 to 174 BPM, and work in arrangement view with a clear 8-bar or 16-bar loop. Put the drums in first, kick, snare, hats, and if you want that early jungle edge, a light break layer. The important thing is that the bass and atmosphere are written against the drums, not floating around in isolation. In DNB, the bass has to know where the snare lies. It should support the groove, not compete with it. What to listen for here is simple. Does the bass feel like it sits under the snare instead of fighting it? And is there enough open space for the groove to breathe? If everything is active all the time, the edit loses its weight before you even start designing the sound. Now build the foundation, the subweight roller. For this, operator is perfect. Keep it simple. Use a sine-based source. Place it in the low register and keep the envelope tight. A short attack, a controlled release, and only a little glide if the phrase needs it. The MIDI should use short notes, held notes, and a bit of space. That's the key. A roller works when the bass feels like it's pulling the grid forward without stepping on the snare. A useful rule here is that if the bass starts feeling melodic instead of weighty, it's probably too busy. Shorten the notes. Simplify the phrase. Let the sub do what sub does best, which is carry pressure rather than talk too much. After the instrument, put a utility on the track and keep the bass mono. That part matters a lot. In this style, the sub needs to be locked solid in the center. If you widen the low end for size, it gets unfocused fast and can fall apart on club systems. Keep the stereo no tricks for the atmosphere or the higher texture, not the sub. Next, add a practical stock device chain, a Q8, saturator, maybe a light compressor or glue compressor, then another utility if you need level control. Use EQ8 mainly to clean any unwanted low-mid buildup, usually somewhere around 180 to 350 HE if the source has a bit too much thickness. Don't start carving the life out of the bass. Just remove the junk, then bring in saturator with a light touch. A little drive can do a lot in DNB, because it helps the sub translate on systems that don't fully reproduce the fundamental. You're aiming for harmonics, not fuzz. Match the output level so you're hearing tone, not just extra loudness. If you need a compressor, use it gently. The goal is control, not flattening the groove. Why this works in DNB is pretty simple. The sub is doing the heavy lifting, but a little harmonic content helps the bass read on headphones, small speakers, and full club rigs. So you still get that subweight feeling, but the line remains audible and stable in the mix. Now build the atmosphere, but treat it like a tension frame, not a pad wash. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They fill the whole space with cloud and wonder why the bass feels smaller. We want an atmosphere that feels dusty, nocturnal, and slightly unstable. Something that frames the track instead of covering it. You can do this with a sampled atmosphere in simpler, maybe vinyl texture, room tone, or a muted noise source. High pass it so it stays out of the low end. Then add a slow auto-filter movement and maybe a touch of reverb or echo if it needs depth. Or you can build it synthetically with Waveedable or Operator, using noise and slow filtering. Either way, the role is the same. It should create negative space around the drums. What to listen for here is whether the atmosphere adds distance and tension without smearing the groove. If it's muddy around the snare or hanging into the bass range, it's doing too much. Keep it lean, keep it moody, and let it sit behind the core rhythm. Now comes the main creative decision, the flip. This is where the roughneck character comes alive. You want the second half to feel like a darker mutation of the first, not just a louder repeat. There are two strong directions. You can keep the same root movement and just evolve the rhythm, which gives you a smoother subweight to subweight transition. Or you can go harder and create a proper roughneck mutation, with more chopped bass rhythm, break-like stutters, and call and response between sub hits and muted mid-range accents. Both work. The real question is how rude you want the turn to feel. A very useful workflow move is to duplicate the MIDI clip and edit the second half instead of starting from scratch. That keeps the idea coherent. Then shift one or two notes slightly off the grid, maybe by a 1/16 or 1/8 push or pull, and suddenly the whole attitude changes. That tiny movement can make the bass feel more dangerous without destroying the pocket, and this is important. Don't make the flip louder just because it has more energy. Make it more rhythmically argumentative. That's what gives it the roughneck energy. The bass should sound like it's answering back, not just turning up the volume. When you're checking this against the drums, listen to the snare relationship. If the snare is on 2 and 4, the bass should either answer after it or lean into the space before it. If every note lands too squarely on the same points as the drums, the groove collapses into blocks. We want tension, not stiffness. If you want the jungle or old school edge to hit harder, add a break fragment or ghost percussion layer over the second phrase. Keep it light, high pass it, trim the body and use it for motion and attitude rather than as a full-time groove replacement. A little chopped break energy goes a long way here. You can manually cut fragments in arrangement view, or use beat repeat very sparingly for one bar moments. The point is to borrow the phrasing of breakbeat energy while keeping the sub disciplined. What to listen for now is whether the break adds urgency without masking the kick and snare. And can you still clearly hear the sub underneath it? If the break starts taking over, pull it back. The bass is still the headline. Now automate the atmosphere to sell the transition. This is where the section starts to feel like a narrative instead of a loop. Open the filter gradually across the bars, raise reverb slightly at the end of a phrase, or nudge utility gain up a touch before the flip and pull it back as the new phrase lands. Those little pressure changes can make the room feel like it's tightening before the mutation and opening up after it. A strong arrangement shape is something like stripped roller for the first 8 bars, then a slightly opening atmosphere and a more restless bass variation in the next 8, with a short transition moment before the flip fully lands. That could be a reverse cymbal, a filtered noise swell, or a snare pickup from the break layer. Keep it clean and purposeful. In DNB, phrase boundaries still matter. A flip feels much better when it lands on a clear downbeat or an obvious 8-bar turn. And if your atmosphere has a great tail, print it to Audino. Resampling is a huge advantage in this style. Once you bounce it, you can reverse tiny parts, chop tails, or commit to a more deliberate transition shape. It often feels more confident once it's auto, and less like a MIDI idea still waiting to happen. Now step back and check the mix relationship. This is where subweight edits either become club-ready or fall apart. If the kick loses impact, shorten a few bass notes or move one hit away from the kick transient. If the snare feels small, reduce atmosphere density around the low mids. If the whole thing feels foggy, carve the atmosphere instead of boosting highs everywhere. Clean the space first. That's usually the real fix. A good rule is to mute the atmosphere and ask if the bass still tells the story. Then mute the bass and ask if the atmosphere still gives the section identity. If one layer only makes sense when the other is loud, the arrangement is leaning too much on masking. In a strong roughneck edit, each layer has a job. A quick reminder here. Restraint often hits harder than constant movement. In darker DNB, a tiny pitch dip, a slight note length change, or a well-placed ghost hit can feel more powerful than stacking more and more processing. If the groove works stripped back, it will almost always hit harder once you decorate it. If it doesn't work stripped back, no amount of saturation is going to save it. So the final shape should feel like this. First half, deep and sub-led, tense but controlled. Second half, same identity, but rougher, more broken, more jungle-leaning, with break fragments and rhythmic attitude pushing it forward, not a totally different loop. A darker second life of the same idea. That's the goal in roughneck edits. One tune, two personalities, heavy, dark, and danceflow-ready, but with a clear shift in emotion and motion. Build it around 8s or 16s, keep the sub mono, let the atmosphere frame the tension, and make the flip rhythmic before you make it dramatic. Now try the exercise. Build an 8-bar idea with 4 bars of roller and 4 bars of flip, using only stock Ableton devices, no more than 2 bass layers, 1 atmosphere layer, and at least 1 break fragment in the second half. If you want the next step, go further and commit one of the layers to audio. Then listen back and ask yourself the real question: does the second half feel louder, or does it feel more dangerous? If you can make it feel more dangerous, you're on the right path.